Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Alita McCall. My username is Lily44. It's September the 22nd, and I'm calling from DeVille, Louisiana. Tonight we'll be discussing my new book. It's called How Does Your Garden Grow? At this time, I don't have any guests. This is my first show. But in the future, I will make sure that I will be hosting someone or bringing someone on the show. Again, welcome to my first segment of Blog Talk Radio, Handling Your Business. It's Monday, September the 22nd. I'm your host, Alita McCall, coming from a small town called DeVille, Louisiana. As you know, Hurricane Gustav came through. It did its job and moved out. We have a great show for you this evening. I will first discuss some excerpts from my book, and then we'll just have a discussion. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in at 347-677-1749. I also would love for you to read some of my blog and comments on www.arzandacherry.com. Now, I would basically like to break down where Handling Your Business came from. Handling Your Business was sort of like an afterthought for me. When listening to women who were just like me discussing or even venting about what they would love to do and they don't have the resources to do it with, I made a decision to see where I could come in with them. Handling Your Business is a series that deals with motivating women or motivating anyone to step up to the plate and do what you got to do to make things happen for you in your life. The first book I wrote, it was a yearly planner. It was just something I was working with, and it came out to be a very large book, which I wasn't expecting that, but it's a very large book, and it breaks down your everyday, what would you do in the everyday, your everyday schedule. And at the end of each page, down at the bottom, I make sure you check your mirror, make sure you have your cell phone, always smile, and always check the weather. So whatever you wear, you're prepared for whatever weather you come about. My main thing with that was to always smile, because that person could be your next client. Was a big thing for me to put on each page, and that's what I did. In the back, there's an area where you have a license log when the last time you had your license renewed. There's a mileage log in there, a monthly expense log in the back, and some resources that you can go to on websites to get, like, small business associations, stuff like that. Those type of websites are in the back as far as knowledge. That was my first book I did. The second book was a little personal journal, and it's a monthly journal, and it helps women to keep up with their haircuts, their pedicures, their manicures, and the mammograms and their breast exams and their pap smears. And even there's a log in there when the last time you had intimacy. Sometimes people don't keep up with that. Some people do. And also in the back of that book, there is a little personality workbook. And there's also some resources in the back with that one too. That was my second book that I came out with. My third book, which is the one I'm talking about today, is called How Does Your Garden Grow? I thought about how do we start becoming successful. It doesn't have to mean that you have to have an MBA in business, finance, none of that. You don't have to have all that to be successful. I'm saying in your everyday life, getting up every morning and making things happen for you in your life is a success in its own. So I decided to think about a gardener. What does a gardener do? And what are all the things that he uses to become a great gardener? So I decided to put this into a little small book. And what I would love to do with this, I would love to use this as a platform for some of my motivating speaking that I was I'm basically trying to work on now, getting those type of things together. I broke it down into three segments, well, four segments, that is. The first step is the tool. What type of tools do we use to start a garden? I thought about faith, self-esteem, confidence, perseverance. The second step was the seeds. And the seeds that I picked were true to yourself, positivity, trust, empowerment, and knowledge. The third step is our stumbling blocks, the things that can stop us or avoid us from growing a beautiful garden. I thought about our low self-esteem, our shortcomings. I thought about our friends and family. I even thought about, because I'm talking from a woman's point of view, our men, and even us, we can stop the progress of a great garden. Excuse me. Then I talked about the type of gardener you choose not to be. I talk about the needy gardener. This type of gardener, as you know, is a very needy person. Always got their hands out. They can't survive without you. I mean, they're a drama. The second one was the messy gardener. Everywhere there is a gardener, everywhere this gardener goes, there is mess. Then I thought about the lazy gardener. That was number three. A gardener that never wants to lift her garden tools to use them. The doormat gardener. This gardener allows herself to be a welcome mat to everyone and anyone. Now, then I thought, after I broke them all down, I thought about how could we put this all together and to make these things happen to become a successful gardener and to grow the garden we want. Okay, let's start out talking about some of the tools that we use, and I'll repeat them. The tools that I thought about using was faith. And I said faith is the very first tool that we will need to start the garden. Having faith in yourself can and will make a big difference for you. What is faith? Faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of existence of things we cannot see. With this knowledge in hand, we have to have faith to start our garden. We need to believe in something and someone to make it grow. Don't forget to have faith within yourself that anything is possible. Then we talk about self-esteem. Self-esteem is a realistic respect for or favorable impression of oneself. This tool is very much needed. Self-esteem can make you or break you. It can play a very vital role in your garden. This is where you get your get up and go from. Where does our self-esteem come from? As little girls, the impression we have about ourselves is where our self-esteem begins. We have to understand it's very important as mothers that our little girls' self-image is how we first see them and how we treat them. Any little negative thing in their small lives can shatter their self-esteem and self-image for a long time. This, in turn, spills over into their adult life, and they grow up to become women who have no idea what their potentials can be. So that's why it's very important to make sure when you're working with young women And even working with yourself, your self-esteem is where you want it to be, not where everybody else wants it to be, but where you want it to be, where you're comfortable with it. Then we talk about confidence. Belief in oneself is the definition of confidence. This means that if you believe it, it can be achieved. Knowing that you have this tool can also make all the difference in the decisions you make when choosing the path that you will be using to grow your garden. Confidence in what you want can be sometimes challenging. You know your strengths and your weaknesses. To know that whatever comes your way, you will be prepared to see yourself through it. Not having this tool can only make it harder to get started. The next tool I discussed was perseverance. Persist in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. What a great tool you will need in your garden. Because believe it or not, there will be some obstacles such as weeds, bugs, or just lack of knowledge of how to begin your garden. As we are very familiar with the downfalls of life itself, on top of trying to deal with an unruly child, a husband, a husband who has disconnected himself, a fight with your sister or mother-in-law, you have to continue on your journey to success. You have to learn to shake it off. These damaging weeds and bugs can really be controlled by dealing with them one at a time. Remember what you're doing. You need to be deterred. You need not to be deterred by every little thing. Remember, some people don't want you to reach your goal. But you do understand that keeping your eyes on the prize is the only way you will succeed. Can we reiterate on how important those four tools are to us? Faith is something we cannot see and something we hope for. Self-esteem is very precious and important, especially when we are little girls. Confidence is belief in oneself. You have to believe in yourself in order for you to plant those seeds. Perseverance is to hold on in spite of any obstacles. You have to keep going, even when the road gets a little rough or even if the weeds seem to be choking each one of your plants. Make sure that you spend enough time getting rid of those weeds. If you don't, you will lose all your plants. This garden you are growing is not only going to affect you, it will also affect others that will be part of your success. So using the right tools will eliminate a lot of disappointing events. If by chance you will have to deal with some, you will be prepared. Now, next segment of this book we were talking about, we're going to talk or discuss the seed. Now, when choosing the seed for our garden, I thought of five types of seeds we could use to start with. These seeds will grow while in the process of becoming beautiful plants and flowers. Number one was true to yourself. Number two is positivity. Three, trust. Four, empowerment. Five, knowledge. And five is knowledge. Being true to yourself. This seed will need trust in yourself to know what you want and how you want it. You have to decide how you want your flowers or plants to grow and trust yourself to see it through. Deep inside you have to make it happen. First, then move to the outside when it's prevalent on the outside that you have been true to yourself, then success will be at your feet. Realizing that only you can make this happen is not a complicated. It's not as complicated as it seems. Positivity. Now, there are so many ways we can take this seed and plant it in every garden we grow. Positivity is a much needed seed. Without this seed, we can almost hang up our garden gloves. We already know what the opposite effect our garden may have, as we allow the seeds, the weeds and bugs to take over. Our plants begin to overgrow, and our ambition to be successful gets lost in all the weeds. Now, let's talk about trust. Reliable responsibility, these are some of the characteristics of the word trust. You need to have trust in yourself first to know that you can do this, that you can grow the garden, that no matter what, you can be successful in anything you put your heart in. Empowerment, to have the authority of power. This word in itself is a great word to have, the authority to make sure you know what you need to plant your garden. This is also about having the right people who will contribute to your empowerment. Resources of empowerment, such as good self-improvement book or even the Bible, can have the words of empowerment in it. To me, I love saying this word simply because it sounds so powerful. The idea that I have full and complete authority over empowering myself gives me the responsibility of my destination. We all need empowerment. It can be the fuel for the fire. Knowledge. This seed cannot be ignored and not used. It is an ever-growing seed that no matter what it is, what is going on in your life, you will always need knowledge to just function in everyday situation. Knowledge sounds like a word that is endless, which knowledge is. They always say knowledge is golden, especially when it comes to our road of success. The other word that goes with knowledge is learning. We need to know that knowledge is a must when it comes to you being successful. We have to pay attention to what is going on around us. This will help us with our journey and with our garden. So when we discuss the seeds, we can say the following. The seeds, true to yourself, knowing what you want and making it happen and being honest to yourself that you are the captain of your ship. The seed of positivity is a seed that builds our character. The work it takes to make this happen can be very rewarding. Trust. Trust in yourself to know that what you believe in and feel in your heart that you can make the right decision. Not having trust can hinder or stop the growth. Trusting sometimes can be a scary thing when you have had so many negative situations that have taken place in your life. In order to trust again, you have to heal the wound. Empowerment. Empowerment gives you the authority to have power and use that power to grow in your garden. The power to believe, to have faith, to trust, to be true to yourself are seeds that assist along with empowerment. What a beautiful garden you will have. Last but not least, knowledge. The key word to know what it takes to grow the beautiful flowers and plants. Knowledge to know to get rid of the weeds that can smother your garden. Now I would like to discuss and talk about stumbling blocks. Excuse me. Got a little cold trying to shake. Let's talk about our stumbling blocks. These blocks can stop the growth of your garden if you don't know how to handle them. They are like the weeds we discussed earlier. Having the strength to remove them is an accomplishment in itself. We've talked about the tools, the seeds. Now we can discuss what can prevent our success. These stumbling blocks we need to take seriously because they are all parts of our path to success. As women, we can get caught up in our busy lives and allow our priorities to become off balance. It's up to us to make them balance out. We can be our own worst enemy. You will read this as you go on. We're going to talk about low self-esteem, shortcomings, family and friends, men, and you. Let's start off with low self-esteem. This can be very poisonous, and it can start with us as little girls when someone or something was said or taken forcefully and hatefully from us. We allow it to take root, and it will grow out of control. We have to be very careful not to allow low self-esteem to be the commander of our destination when it comes to our road of success. Some women never see their dreams fulfilled because of low self-esteem. Not believing in yourself or trusting that what you have to offer the world is important. Know this, it is you and only you who can make it happen for yourself. It will reflect from the inside out. Everyone will notice and want to be part of your journey. Shortcomings. This block can be very annoying, but can be controlled if you know how to control it. Knowing what your shortcomings are can be the first step to your success. If you don't know, get a friend that will talk to you about what they see in you. Make sure that they will be honest and upfront. We want these blocks to either disappear or turn into something positive. Something simple as being shy can hinder you. You will have to find your own way to cope with changing that shortcoming. Friends and family. Whoa. Family can be a hindrance or they can be a contributor to your success and an asset to your journey. Family can make you or break you if you allow them to. It's up to you how you give them the power to play their part. Family is something that some of us only have to take the time to decide their role. If you even want them to have a full role in your success, it can be a very crucial decision. Remember, it's all about you right now. Let's talk about the friends. Friends will be there through all your bad times and good times. They will tell you where to get off and then celebrate your success with you. They will sacrifice a date and their boyfriends just to make sure you are not alone. They love to let you know how good you truly can be to yourself and others. They can be the very positive force for you. Now, don't get me wrong. Family can be the same. Because they are family, they have to play a different part. The next stumbling block I would like to discuss is one that a lot of us are in denial of. We don't consider them stumbling blocks. Some think of them as a necessity. We're talking about our men. It amazes me, even in this day and time, we still are having problems choosing the right mate. Because we don't know what we want in a man, we find ourselves falling for whatever comes our way. We spend years with this other person not really knowing why he is even part of your life. Then there's the woman who says a piece of a man is better than not having a man at all. We sacrifice everything we are and everything we want to be just to have that piece of a man. This doesn't add up. Please don't misunderstand me. Men can be a bonus in your life if they believe like you believe. If you two have the same aspiration, goals, and dreams, this type of relationship can work and be successful, and it would leave you fulfilling. Always remember you are your own destiny. You said it, and it will go into any direction you choose. But remember, this is all about you. Last but not least, let's talk about you. Yes, you can be your own stumbling block. First of all, I would like to describe four types of gardeners that you can be. Keep in mind, these gardeners have a lot of negative attributes that you, as a woman, would not want to possess. Remember, we are trying to grow the garden. Now, I will name them as types of gardeners. You don't want to see what grows in their garden. Believe me, it won't be anything you want in your garden. The needy gardener. The needy gardener may have all her tools, but it's not enough. She needs more of everything. She will sap all your energy as you use precious time trying to shake her loose. She's insecure and full of drama. She carries around a whole lot of old plants and flowers that can just take up room. In turn, they become a hindrance to her as she tries to grow a new garden. The messy gardener. Whoa, this one I love talking about. This gardener is the one who loves what you call he say, she say drama. Negative, there is always something negative going on. You can best believe she will be in the middle of it. Because this type of gardener hasn't been taught how to plant any other way. They attract the same type of gardeners, which means they don't care what their garden produces as long as it's producing something. Most of the time, her weeds and her flowers are always going over into other gardeners' gardens, which causes problems. This gardener can grow a garden of success if they would just have a different attitude about it. Let's talk about the lazy gardener. This gardener expects everything to be given to her, from the tools and the soil to the seed, because she doesn't want to work for anything. She expects everyone else to do her work for her. She's a very selfish person, doesn't believe in sharing. If by chance she does any type of work, she is devastated. But she expects a gardener, she expects a garden of success to be handed to her. Now, we're at our last type of gardener. This gardener has a lot to work with. They have potential. It just needs to be guided in the right direction. We're talking about a doormat gardener. This gardener will do everyone else's garden. Other gardeners use her tools and don't return them. She doesn't say anything. They walk over her and her garden. They still seize the soil from her all the time. Instead of her taking her tools back, she just buys more. She works hours and hours in others' gardens, but becomes stagnant when it comes to her own. Everyone else is passing her by, even though she is well aware of the fact that she's being taken advantage of. We have just discussed the four types of gardeners. Which one are you? What can you do to improve your chances of growing that garden you want? The last part of this book that I wrote was definitely talking about the concept of the garden. And what I did was I combined everything together and how important every segment of this to bring together a successful garden. And I said to myself, you know what? Life is so full of adventures that you should never be bored. When it comes to allowing all good things to happen to you, excuse me, your life is a one-shot deal, so stop being afraid of living it. Every decision you make might not be a good one. Live and learn from it. That's why the seeds you choose can be very rewarding. I would like to thank you for listening to my show, and would you please stay tuned the next time I come on. I haven't put a date together yet, but I will, and I will be announcing it. Good night. This is Salita. You can check me out at www.arzandacherry.com. Thank you. Blog Talk Radio for this time. And everyone have a great night.